This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A state law guaranteeing paid sick leave for all Colorado workers went into effect this week. Under the policy, all employers must provide at least 1 hour of paid sick time for every 30 hours worked. That time can be used for things like doctor's appointments and to care for sick relatives. The law's sponsors say 40% of Colorado workers had no access to paid leave before the new measure. Federal employees are exempt from the change. The Lakewood police officer wounded during a mass shooting across Metro Denver was released from the hospital Thursday. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva has more.
Officer Ashley Ferris exited the hospital in a wheelchair and was showered with applause by fellow police officers and the public. Ferris was shot by the gunman last week and had to be rushed to the hospital, requiring multiple surgeries. Authorities say while Ferris was on the ground wounded, she managed to shoot back, fatally hitting the gunman and ending the night of violence.
Thank you, guys.
I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
5 people were killed and 2 others injured in multiple locations by the suspect last week. Denver International Airport is reopening one of its economy parking lots. Officials say the Pikes Peak shuttle lot has reopened and will stay that way. The parking lot closed numerous times last year due to staffing shortages. This is CPR News and KRCC. Thank you for joining us this morning, almost afternoon. This hour, we're listening to The Takeaway. Stick around. We are seeing a slightly warmer day today than we've been seeing lately. Today in Denver, it's going to be a high of 54. It'll be partly sunny. Some of that snow will melt around the area. And in Colorado Springs, a high of 61. Meanwhile, in Grand Junction, it's going to be a sunny 40 degrees.